This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There was a press briefing earlier in the day, as you know by now, and Floyd Chibambu announced that he has resigned from the EFF. He will be joining the MK party. The MK party has released a statement to welcome him and Mzwane Lemanyi, who has gone to the MK party. So I was watching one interview and Mzwane Lemanyi was saying, for him it's a natural move, and I agree with him. For him it's a natural move, Mzwane Lemanyi, to move to the MK party, because he's been spokesperson of the Jacob Zuma Foundation for a very long time. And so he would be shifting between these two positions for some time. Let's bring in political analyst Prince Mashela to talk to us about this. Mr. Mashela is one of those who had said to me two or three times that the leaders of the EFF are still young, that they still have time to build their party. Mr. Mashela, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me.
Good evening. Appreciate your time. Well, to many it came as a surprise that Floyd Chibambu is leaving the EFF, even the fact that he's joining the MK party. Did it come as a surprise for you?
Well, it did come as a surprise. I actually didn't expect it, especially shortly after the elections. Even though, other South Africans who follow politics, I had been aware that there are serious ructions, personal ructions, between Julius and Floyd. And these ructions, by the way, did surface at an occasion that was meant to celebrate the anniversary of the 10th anniversary of the EFF sometime this year before the elections, where Malima hinted that there are people who are working within his party organizing against him. He warned such people that he is ruthless. At that moment, I also knew that he was actually talking about Floyd. So yes, it surprised me when it happened eventually.
Yeah.
But I always known that there were fraction. And the crux of the matter is this. Floyd Chibambu is tired of being number two. He thought and felt that it was time for him to ascend. And unfortunately, Julius couldn't step aside. And the two bulls in the crawl locked horns, and one had to lead, and that is Floyd.
Well, as I was saying, that you have said in the past that, which is true, that the leaders of the EFF are young, and perhaps people would have safely assumed that they would go together until a stage where Malema bows out, Floyd takes over. There have been reports, they didn't sound strong, that there were those that were pushing for Floyd to take over. Was that a strong contention within the party?
Not really. There was no strong push within the party. There may have been elements outside the party that had been pushing Floyd, not in the interest of the EFF, but as a plan to destabilize the EFF. Remember, the EFF has serious political opponents and enemies. So its cohesion has always been a threat to some elements out there in society. So those elements, they have tried many things, including trying to influence Floyd to stand against Julius Malema, hoping that in the end, the EFF would be stabilized and weakened. I have no doubt that such forces, wherever they are, they are simply sipping glasses of champagne now, because gender has been achieved. The EFF will never be the same again. In fact, I would put my head on the block. This is the beginning of the end of the EFF. I think that the future, there is no future for the EFF without Floyd being united with Julius. Remember, Floyd was the brain of the party. Julius was the face. Now, the party is left only with the face. There is no brain. Julius is very, very weak. He won't be able to sustain the party alone without a partner like Floyd.
Floyd himself, the choice he has made, gone to MK party. I'll come back to what could have pushed him. But going to MK party, as we said, perhaps that's unexpected. The choice itself, what do you make of it?
No, I'm not surprised. By the way, when I picked up early this morning that Floyd had decided to resign, I knew, in fact, I spoke to a friend of mine who had a long call, and I said, he is going to the MK party. I knew immediately why. I knew, one, that he wouldn't form a party of his own. He doesn't have the strength and the resources to do so, and the support.
Yes.
So that option out. Two, He wouldn't go to the ANC. He has created many enemies within the ANC. And that, and by the way, the ANC, as we know, has lost power. There are many people who want position. So there was no way he was going to be given anything in the ANC. Three, and the last point, and this is very important. He had to go somewhere where he would continue to have political support. So he does need political backing. And the only is Umkhonto we-Sizwe Park. If you look at the Umkhonto we-Sizwe Park, it's full of people who are facing allegations of corruption and criminality. Floyd himself is facing allegations of collapsing the BBS and all manner of scandals. So the only potentially criminal home for him, I think, is MK Party.
So I thought of it like that myself in the morning, in the reasons you have given. So I was very strong that he won't go to the ANC. And I was very strong that there's precedent of people that have left parties and have not done very well. He will not go that direction. As a figurehead of a political party, it may be different. But the MK Party did not also... I thought he's going private. And this is why I thought the president of the MK Party is not... doesn't give indications of someone who is ready to give someone else power to run that organization. So if you go there, you are going to be a role player, but you won't be the figurehead because there's already former President Jacob Zuma there.
Correct. Floyd is not going to be the leader of the MK Party. There is absolutely no way. Number one, I mean, let's be honest about it. And Shope told us, the MK Party fundamentally is a Zulu nationalist party. And Floyd is Shangani. He's going to be suspected. He's an outsider. So he's not going to occupy the core of the party. They simply gave him refuge. Why? Because Jacob Zuma himself does want to destroy the EFF. So Jacob Zuma is targeting, in the main, two parties. He's targeting the ANC and the EFF. And in KZN, by the way, if you look at the outcomes of the election, he has injured mainly the two parties, that is the ANC and the EFF. So Jacob Zuma is playing his own game here. He is welcoming Floyd, not because he wants Floyd to get to worm his way into the inner kitchen of the MK Party. No, it is because he wants to use Floyd to destroy the EFF, because he knew that Floyd and Julius were actually the heart of the EFF. So if you cut this heart in the middle, that means you yank Floyd out of the EFF. You have destroyed the EFF. That's what Jacob Zuma is playing. So Floyd must not have entertained any ambition that is going to be at the core of MK Party. No, he is being used here.
But speculatively, it must have been something that is able to take him away from an organization that Julia says, your own organization, you leaving yourself. So it must have been something very alluring for him to actually leave deputy president of EFF, where it was just him, Julius, perhaps you can argue that, and go to the MK Party, where perhaps he doesn't have a constituency, perhaps he has a hill to climb with the people that are being attracted into that party.
No, it's not about the attractiveness of the MK Party, no. It is about the depth of the fight between him and his friend, Julius. So when two friends stab each other, the one friend may actually see the reason to run to the neighbor, even if there were issues between that friend and the neighbor. That is the scenario here. The fight has been so intense that Floyd realized that there is absolutely no way that I can stay in this part. So what does he do? He has to run and seek refuge, even from neighbors he does not trust. I know, and I have no doubt in my mind, that wherever he is an extremely unsettled human being, because he knows that he will not have the kind of power that he had within the EFF. So the fight is so bad that there is absolutely no way that he can continue to call the EFF his home, even though he can't call the MK Party his home from the...
I've seen people speculate that he's been promised some form of presidency, and former President Zuma, some ceremonial presidency. Is that likely? Could he be given a power above Dr. Shope, if you will?
I doubt it. I doubt it very much. First and foremost, him and Zuma don't have a deep relationship of trust. Remember that Floyd and Julius are actually the people who fought Zuma in the ANC. Mm. And that's why they were expelled.
Mm.
Floyd has a history of stabbing Zuma, and Zuma will never forget that.
Mm.
So he would be an idiot, that is Zuma,
mm.
if he were to give Floyd power.
Mm.
Because someone who has stabbed you once, mm. Gamula, mm. will stab you again when they find an opportunity to do so.
Mm.
Zuma is an experienced politician. He knows what I'm talking about. There is absolutely no way he can hand over power to Floyd Shivam.
So Floyd, as you say, it must be the acrimony between him and the leader, Julius Malema. They've kept it under wraps very well, that all we could do is to speculate around it. But what does this mean of the EFF? You said this is beginning of the end. Do you expect others may follow him?
Of course, Julius told us, I watched that press conference,
yes,
that others will follow.
Mm.
They will follow. Many will follow.
Mm.
Here is what is going to happen.
Mm.
The EFF, this is the beginning of the decline. Julius will hang around in the EFF, and people will continue to leave. So what will happen is the public will no longer have confidence in this party that is falling apart. So come the next local government elections in 2026, the party is going to perform very bad. In 2029, it's even going to be worse. And that will be the end of the party. So Julius will look around and ask himself, when next do I go to salvage my own personal future? I think that is the biggest question confronting Julius now. The EFF is history.
But does the MK benefit from this? As we say that he's great with formulating policies. As Floyd was speaking there, when he was speaking about the shared policy positions of MK and other left-leaning parties, I was thinking to myself, he probably wrote that himself. You know, and so there's that sense that he's going to make a contribution in the MK party.
He will make an intellectual contribution. The stuff that he was reading there, that press conference, was written by him.
Mm. Yeah, those Floyd, policy positions, I thought the same that he wrote that.
No, he wrote them. Mm. We know that Floyd has a master's degree.
Mm.
He can write, he can think.
Mm.
So, and by the way, he does well behind the scenes when it comes to the crafting of policies. That's what he had been doing in the ANC Youth League. That's what he did under the EFF. That's what he will do for the MK party.
Mm.
So they will allow him that role, because that role, by the way, is innocuous.
Mm.
Most people, top leaders in parties, have no problem with a writer.
Mm.
But they have a problem with someone who wants to be a face of a party.
Mm.
So they will give him some office somewhere and a pen and a computer to write this stuff. But they will never give him power to be the leader of the party.
Floyd Shivambu, as a politician, as someone who can be a face of the party, what is your view on that?
He is not charismatic. He is not someone who can stand on a stage and convince a follow him. Julius, that is Julius' strength.
Mm.
So Floyd doesn't have a history of persuading people. And by the way, he has an arrogant trick about him.
Mm.
So I don't see him actually playing that role.
Mm.
He won't go far in politics if he has ambitions to do so. He is more like a dual nature dancer, by the way. Someone who does well in office crafting policies.
Mm. Right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.